Libraries need $2.2 million to sustain and expand Dolly Parton's Imagination Library across Oregon. Those funds were not included in the state's budget that covers 2025 through 2027, and joining me in the studio to help us learn more about what that means is Virginia Auer. She's the executive director of the Jackson County Library Foundation. Welcome to The Exchange, Jenny.
Thank you.
So tell me about your work as executive director.
So at the Jackson County Library Foundation, I'm the executive director, and we are the philanthropic arm of the library. So we're the place where people who want to see our libraries be bolder and better can give to support those efforts. So we really support things that expand the base of what taxes cover. For instance, early childhood literacy, like Dolly Parton Imagination Library. We have outreach to childcare that gets books into the hands of kids in the childcare, and Baby's First Book, which goes into the hospitals. We get them a book with their mom. And then we do technology. A lot of times we help support technology that wouldn't be funded otherwise, perhaps. So the DART van, many people may be familiar with our technology van that they see around town. We help to support that. That allows access to Wi-Fi within 300 feet of the van, laptops, tablets, a printer, helps people who may not have access or ability to get to the library in certain cases, even in some farmers markets and things like that, helps businesses be able to do business because they have access to that Wi-Fi.
What's it called?
It's the DART van.
Why is it called the DART van?
So it's digital access to resources and technology.
Gotcha.
You're stretching my mind a little bit there. The other thing that we help with is the spaces themselves, making them hopefully more attractive, more accessible, that kind of thing. So we're helping in Phoenix right now. The Phoenix Library, the community after the fires, wanted to see the flora and fauna come back because we didn't just lose houses. We lost a lot of our vegetation. So we're putting in a pollinator garden and beehive. It'll be educational. It'll be a respite for the community. We hope it'll really expand the ability for that community to heal.
Well, I was going to ask you, what was the difference between what the library services do and what the foundation does? And you've kind of delineated that difference already. I don't think that the library would be – librarians are out there with the pollinators.
Well, they do the programming there. So that's where they come in, of course, is they do the programming. In fact, for, say, the pollinator garden, one of the exciting things is that we'll have a specific connection with community members who will come in and help educate patrons and classrooms. You know, we're right there near the school there. And many other schools may choose to come for field trips, we hope, to see the because it will be right in the children's area, the beehive, and it'll have a tube that goes up through the roof and out so you can see, you can see them in the facility. We are working with all of the local bee groups to support that project. And then the pollinator gardens themselves, there'll be educational programming out there, books that people can check out, of course, and other programming opportunities that they can learn from. And that's all our librarians. They put that together.
And how many branches are there throughout the...
15 branches throughout Jackson County.
Okay. And how long have you been in your position?
I've been here since April of 21.
Okay. So what was your path? How did you get inspired with your love of reading? Mm. And then how did you come about this career path?
Yeah. So I say all the time that I am one of the luckiest people in the world because I get to work where the stories live. I love stories of all sorts, whether it's our local Oregon Shakespeare Festival, cabaret theater, any number of others. I love to go be told stories, to read stories, to participate in stories in any form. I love it. And I think it expands in my experience, it expands one's heart and one's mind. And so for me, that's what it's about. It's about expanding my humanity and my understanding of things that I might not come across in my day-to-day life. So, I think that's largely how I came to it.
So with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, that's about getting books to kids at the earliest ages, right?
Absolutely. There's so much in terms of research that lets us know that books in the hands of kids early and often makes a huge impact in the future of their life. And so Dolly Parton, as you may know, and you may be prepared to ask, but I'm going to jump there, is she started this because her father couldn't read. And she knew the impact that this could have on the kids in her local community, and it has just taken off like wildfire throughout our country and now the world. And so we're at 30 years of Dolly Parton Imagination Library existing.
30 years, huh?
Yeah. Well, only 2 years here in Jackson County, mm-hmm. but 30 years overall.
Okay. And how did it get started here in Jackson County?
So that's a great story. So there were a lot of us who'd been looking at it for a very long time. As you might expect, it's not an inexpensive project, though Dolly Parton is able to get like a bulk rate and all of that. So it's not $14 per book per child. It's $2, or not even per book, but per year. It's more like $2.60
wow.
for the year for a kid to receive 12 books in the mail. So, but that's still, we've got currently almost 4,500 kids, 4,300 kids enrolled right now. We've already been able to graduate. That means they were 5 years old and they've moved on to kindergarten. We've already graduated over 1,700 kids. And that's a total of nearly 100,000 books since January of 2023 that have gone out the door right here in Jackson County through this program.
Oh, hang on. Let me back up for a second so I can understand how this works.
Sure.
So what I'm understanding is that when a child is born, mm-hmm. if they're enrolled in this program and you've got networks at the hospitals, they receive a book that their parents are reading to them.
So our Baby's First Book program does that.
Okay.
We try to reach out through programs like your program today and throughout children's events around the community, Halloween, everything, to let parents know that all they have to do is enroll their kids and they can get these books in the mail every month for their child from 0 to 5.
Okay. So they come in the mail every single month.
Exactly.
Are they addressed to the kids?
They are. And that's one of the delightful things. I mean, I think we all know, you know, how exciting as a kid it is to go to the mailbox and find something, and to find something with your name on it, and to see that Dolly sent it. We have some folks who are like, I know, my kids are so excited. They're like, it's Dolly, you know, it's my Dolly book. So, yeah.
My guest is Virginia Auer. She's the executive director of the Jackson County Library Foundation. So tell me, how much does it cost?
So it's about $2.60 a year. Per month, excuse me, for the books to go out each month. So $31 a year for a child to receive the books monthly.
Okay, so $31 per year per child.
Correct.
And here in Jackson County, how many children are being served?
So a little over 4,300.
And tell me about the books themselves.
So the first book that every child gets, no matter what age they are, 0 to 5, is The Little Train That Could, which is one of Dolly's themes as well.
Right.
We think we can. We can do this.
I remember that one.
Positive message, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first book that every child gets. And the final book that they get is a book that sends them off into kindergarten, a graduating book. So those two are sort of the parentheses, if you will, of the program. And then within that, depending on their age, so they're going to get an age-appropriate book every month after that based on their age. And there's a committee through Dolly Parton's Imagination Library Foundation that comes together and picks those books every year. And you can go to the website there, and I think you'll be able to post that later to see what those books are for each age this year.
Okay, and so you're talking 12 books per year.
Right.
For every kid.
Correct.
And that's nationwide.
Correct. It does have to be sponsored by the community. Each community has to sponsor it. And so here, as we talked about it getting started, it started in a really exciting way here in Jackson County. There were several of us who were interested. It's a little expensive, even though it's a lot less expensive in a lot of ways. But for one organization to take on this project was difficult. So we had a mother and grandmother who had moved here and had had the program where they were. Right. And wanted it for their grandchildren here. And so it was COVID. She got on the phone. She started making some cold calls. She came across Leanne Mobley at United Rotary Clubs of Southern Oregon. Leanne is a force and wonderful. And she said, "This sounds like a great project. Let me talk to my Rotarians." And the Rotary was excited and took on being the affiliate here locally. Well, simultaneously, I was talking to a donor along with the library director, Carrie May, and they had had the program where they were and wanted it here as well and offered a gift of approximately $50,000 to get it started. So everything sort of came together all at once.
Right.
And we then went out to the community. We do a event once a year in March. And next year, I'll just give you a save the date. March 3rd that we're planning to do the next event. And in this one-hour luncheon, we were able to get it matched by the community, that $50,000. So for 2 years in a row, we've been able to raise several thousand dollars to support the program locally. And that was before we knew the state was fully on board, and they pay half the cost. So if it's $2.60 per book per child, then it's $1.30 for us as a community to have to pay. So that's why the legislation that's going forward makes such an impact for so many of our communities here in the state.
Right. So now if the state, for whatever reason, does not include the Dolly Parton Imagination Library in its funding, what does that mean?
So we are funded fully at the state level for that match through 2027 now. That did come through.
Oh, it was
questionable. We knew we had through 26. Mm-hmm. We had 1.7 of the 2.2 that had been budgeted, but they were able to make some adjustments at the Department of Early Learning and Care and find some support to keep us funded through the 2027 biennium. What we're looking to do in the short session in 2026, and where community can help us if they believe in this program and want to see it move forward, is HB 2811 will be an opportunity to codify the Imagination Library into Oregon statute, which means it would become a priority for funding, and that way hopefully wouldn't get knocked off the docket, so to speak.
What's the status of that bill?
So it didn't make it to the floor, like many things this session, unfortunately. And that's why they're planning to go back in 2026 for the short session.
And what's the bill?
It's HB 2811.
Okay. Who sponsored that?
I don't have that information at the moment. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's fine. But that's the bill that could codify this.
That's correct.
Okay, so until that time, you're okay, though. The funds have
correct.
Come through.
So far, we are good through 2027, okay. Which is very exciting. And we really appreciate all of the community members who stepped in, made phone calls, and got us to that 1.7 originally and helped us hang on to that part of the funding. And then the rest of it we've been able to work within the department to support and get us through to 2027.
I have to tell you, with all the budget cuts,
right?
This is good news.
It's fabulous news. We are so excited for Oregon, for our children, and for our future, because this program makes a difference.
It does indeed. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you for the opportunity.